Chapter 3. Revenge is a dish best served with cheese. Fox fumed. He did not like flying up in the air. He did not like losing. He did not like crow. He plopped away to get even with her for his plan. He needed three things: a scarecrow, a piece of cheese, and a birdcage. Step one was easy. There was a scarecrow in the cornfield. Step two was a little harder. He did not know where Crow kept finding all that cheese. He looked in burrows and nests and dens. Finally, he found a nice piece of cheese in a little hut. Fox found some wood and built a cage. Fox's plan was perfect. He went to the cornfield. He hid the bird cage in a haystack. He hid himself in the scarecrow's clothes. He held out the cheese and waited. Soon along came Crow. She spotted the cheese in the scarecrow's hand. Crow landed on the scarecrow's hand just as she took the cheese in her beak. The scarecrow's hand closed on her leg. "I've got you now, Crow. I told you I would get even with you," cried Fox. Crow could not get away. Fox shoved Crow into the birdcage and locked it tight. He grabbed the cheese from Crow's beak. He was about to gobble it up when a net fell over both Fox and Crow. "Help!" yelled Fox. "Help!" yelled Crow. "I've got you now, Fox and Crow," said Mama Bear. "That will teach you not to steal my cheese." Fox and Crow looked at each other. They were both sly. They were both smart. But they were not as sly or smart as Mama Bear. Fox and Crow are still enemies, but now they do not fight each other. They have to work together, making cheese for Mama Bear. The end.